Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
It's the morning, man. It's time for your favorite radio crank calls, Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Maya?
Morning!
Hey, hi, guys.
Hi, hon. We heard you need some revenge on your man Oliver this morning.
I do. I would love all of your help, actually.
That's why we're here.
Okay, great. So, I recently had a baby. We're so excited. It's our first.
Aww.
Yeah. Crazy time to have a baby. But basically, my husband and I were waiting to find out the sex of the baby until, their birthday, just because it was our first baby and we were excited. So my husband's mom was really obsessed with us having a boy, but we were blessed with a baby girl. Her name is Julia.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And so she's only about a month old. We had her mid-COVID epidemic. So it's, crazy. None of our family has actually met the baby in person. We've just done FaceTime and we had a big Zoom meeting where all the family met Julia online. But the weird part is that when we Zoomed my husband's family, they didn't meet Julia. They met Justin.
What? Okay. Who's Justin?
Yeah. So my husband lied to them and said he had a boy.
To his whole family?
What?
Yeah, I know. I really freaked out. I was like, babe, what the f***? Like, eventually they're going to find out.
Wait, I don't understand this. He told his family he had a boy instead of a girl?
Yes. He said he panicked and he was like, I'll explain later in person when COVID is over.
He panicked that you had a girl instead of a boy?
I guess so. It was like, I don't know. At this point, I just kind of want to mess with him to get him back,
All right, let me understand this. So his whole family wanted you guys to have the boy. Is that why he told them that you had a boy?
Yeah, pretty much. His mom was really obsessed with the idea of us having a little boy.
Wow. How does that make you feel, though? How does that make you feel?
It's a combination of frustrating and I want to just sort of get back at him so he can finally once and for all understand that this type of behavior is not okay.
Okay. It's definitely not okay, but as long as he still treats the baby nice, that's all that matters. But either way, we're going to get him back. So what do you want us to do?
Okay, so what if you guys call him from a baby exchange agency, okay, and tell him his new son is ready for pickup. He just has to drop off the baby girl and do the switch.
Wait, a baby exchange company?
Yes, I mean, obviously it's not true, but my hope is that it'll make him just appreciate our baby girl, right? That's the message.
Okay, you got me real nervous. I was like, is this a thing? What do you mean switching? This is all made up.
It's made up. It's just part of the idea of the prank if you guys are down.
Okay, so I pretend that I'm from the baby exchange and tell him that his baby boy is ready to be picked up and switch with your daughter?
That's it, yeah.
And I'm going to assume here that he has bonded with your baby girl. I'm sure he loves her to pieces, so he's probably going to panic, right?
Him and Julia have the cutest, most special relationship. I mean, I know for a fact that he's so proud and loves her.
Yeah.
It's one of those mother-son things. For some reason, he's afraid of disappointing his mom. And I'm like, okay, we need to get over this.
Okay, Nacho Chavez from the Baby Exchange. All right, let's do this. Never would ever think I would do a crank call like this, but you know, I'm game for the challenge. All right, I just need Oliver's number, and let's see if we can guilt him into appreciating what you gave birth to. How about that, okay?
Okay.
All right, a very unique prank call up next, calling Oliver with Nacho's Revenge. It's the morning, man. Nacho's Revenge, your favorite crank calls. We got a unique one here, man. We were talking to Maya, and she let us know they recently had a beautiful baby girl named Julia. Well, Oliver basically knew his whole family couldn't wait for their first babies. They were counting on a little boy. He freaked and got nervous after the family got to meet the baby on Zoom and told everyone it was a baby boy. God. Now, Maya, his whole family thinks you guys have a son, which indeed you don't.
Exactly.
And you're not leaving him.
No, I just want revenge, which is why I call the expert.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
This is the most unique crank call ever. You want me as Nacho to call him as what now?
So you are the baby exchange program. This is the idea. Because I want my husband to just remember to be so grateful for our baby girl and not to lie to his mom and his family. So if you call, say you're the baby exchange program, that the baby boy is ready for pickup, he just has to bring his baby girl in and make the switch.
Girl.
What? Make the switch. All right. This should be fun, guys. Everyone stand by on this one. Are we ready?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Oliver, please?
Hey, this is Oliver. What's going on?
What's going on, Oliver? This is Nacho Chavez from the Baby Exchange. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right. Where are you from again?
The Baby Exchange. We just want to confirm your switch and pickup time this afternoon.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
What do you all mean? Right. You don't know what I'm talking about? No, I don't have that. This is Oliver. Your wife is named Maya, and you have a beautiful baby girl, and you want a little boy. Julia is your daughter's name, right?
Yeah. How do you...
Do you mind if we change your name into Destiny?
What? Change what name? What are you talking about?
Well, you called our agency a couple of months ago about our services of the baby exchanges.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't call any service.
What? Are you calling me a liar? Listen, you called our agency a couple of months ago that you were dropping off Julia and wanted baby Justin. I personally think he looks more like a Juan Gabriel, but yeah, Justin will do, I guess.
I'm not dropping my daughter off anywhere, and I don't know what kind of service this is or how you got my information, but I didn't call anything, man.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't call anything.
I admit you sounded a little tipsy, and you assured us you wanted to do the baby exchange, which means you drop off Julia, we give you Justin, a.k.a. Juan Gabriel.
Man, that sounds crazy. I love my daughter. I didn't call anything. I don't know how you got my information.
You got our information. I do not know you. How would I give you information of the person that I don't even know? So, listen, I have a great couple in Tucson that can't wait to have your Julia. They have four boys and they're over it, so they're looking for a daughter. You wanted a boy, and we will switch them.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I don't
yes.
Know what you're talking about.
I do. You verbally agreed to it.
You can't even give a baby up, man. It's my daughter.
You could
what
switch
are you talking
them.
About?
Listen, I will let you know something. I personally could never do what you were doing if I didn't have these unpaid parking tickets. I wouldn't even work here. But I have 17 kids, and I would never exchange none of them. I love them all. I love Nacho Jr., Nancy, Noreda, Nisi, Nando, Noah, Nelson, Nicholas, Nikki, Nestor, Noel, Natalie, Nova, Nora, Nyla, Naya, and Tom.
I don't know what the hell you're accusing me of.
Never switch any of them.
I didn't call anything.
I mean, once in a while, Nikki, but there's always one. What?
That sounds crazy.
No,
no,
you're crazy. You verbally agreed to this. It doesn't
me.
Matter if you were buzzing on Trulies. A deal is
you
a deal.
Agreement.
We'll see you at noon. Make sure you
no,
change his diaper before the exchange
agreement.
Is made.
I agreed to
or we will wait until Julia poops in her diaper to make it even Steven.
Who is this?
This is Nacho with two O's.
This is fake. I'm hanging up.
This is not fake news. Listen, make sure you give your wife a heads up, or she's going to be quite shocked when she changes that first diaper.
Hey, this didn't come from me.
So, Noon, we good?
No. No. You have no verbal agreement from me about this.
I got it right here.
I love my daughter, and I don't even know how you got my wife's information, my number. This isn't happening, all right?
You're scaring me with your hesitation. Do you want me to call the other mother that you're making the switch with at Noon?
We're not making any switch.
Okay, we're making the switch. Hold on, let me call her really quick.
We're not making any switch. Oh,
beep, boop, 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 beep, beep.
Hello?
Hello, hi, is this Oliver?
This is Oliver. What is this?
Oh my gosh, hello. My name is Ariana, and I am so excited that I'm going to finally meet my baby girl. Listen, I know I'm going to give you my son. I trust you, whatever. He's my fourth. You know, the first one is like your child, and you love him, and then they just kind of duplicate and triple.
Listen, I don't know what this is about. I didn't call anything. I didn't verbally agree to anything.
Yes, he did.
You're not getting my daughter.
Listen, I am an excited mother, and how dare you tell me that you're not going to take in my son? What is wrong with my son? You don't want him? He's not good enough for you? Is it because he looks like Juan Gabriel and you wanted it?
Hey, your kid's fine. My kid's fine. I don't know.
Oh, how perfect. So I'll see you at noon.
So, Ariana, can you make it by 11:45? I have a 1 o'clock. Can you do that a little sooner?
No.
Sure.
He promises me that he will have Julia change and everything, okay?
Perfect. And you know what? My son only speaks Spanish, so if you could also only speak Spanish to him, I'd really appreciate it.
You didn't tell me that. Do you speak Spanish, Oliver?
Listen, you call me.
Don't worry about it. We'll throw in some Rosetta Stone.
What? No. No. How many times do I have to tell you? No.
Oliver, we have to let you know something really quick. You're actually live on the radio.
What?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess. Your lady Maya is on the line, and she put us up to this.
Maya, what the? Oh my god!
Oh, the terror!
Why did you do this?
Look, you lied to your family about us having a boy. Like, that's just such a dumbass thing to do.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.